In this topic, we are talking about wedding officiant ministry as a witness to the biblical Christian worldview. That may sound like a big phrase, but it becomes very practical when you stand before a bride and groom. A wedding ceremony says something. It says something about love. It says something about the body. It says something about promises. It says something about family. It says something about God. It says something about what a man and woman are entering when they become husband and wife. In today's culture, marriage is often reduced to romance, personal happiness, legal partnership, emotional compatibility, or a beautiful event. Those things may be part of the wedding experience, but they are not the foundation of Christian marriage. Christian marriage begins with God's design. Jesus said, "From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause, a man will leave his father and mother and will join to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." That means Christian marriage is not something the officiant invents. It is something the officiant honors. The bride and groom are not merely two individuals arranging a meaningful day. They are embodied souls created by God, entering a covenant that joins spiritual, physical, relational, emotional, household, and generational life. This is why wedding officiant ministry matters. A Christian wedding officiant is not simply filling a spot in the ceremony program. The officiant is helping the couple and the gathered community remember that marriage belongs to God before it belongs to culture. That does not mean the officiant should become harsh, argumentative, or combative. A wedding is not the place for a culture war speech, but it is also not the place to hide biblical truth. A faithful officiant speaks with grace and clarity. The message may be brief, but it should be rooted. The ceremony may be simple, but it should be meaningful. The tone may be warm, but it should not become vague. This course is not asking you to repeat the entire foundation course every time you officiate a wedding. You do not need to turn each ceremony into a full lecture on marriage theology, but you do need to know what you are witnessing to. You are witnessing that marriage is a covenant before God. You are witnessing that the bride and groom are becoming one flesh. You are witnessing that love is more than emotion. You are witnessing that promises matter. You are witnessing that husband and wife are called to faithfulness, sacrifice, tenderness, forgiveness, and lifelong growth. And you are witnessing that Christ gives grace for the covenant he calls people to live. When a Christian wedding officiant serves well, the ceremony becomes a quiet but powerful act of worldview witness. The guests may not remember every word you say, but they may remember the weight, peace, dignity, and clarity of the moment. They may remember that marriage was treated as holy. They may remember that the bride and groom were honored as whole persons before God. They may remember that Christian faith was present without being forced. That is faithful witness. As you build your wedding officiant practice, ask yourself this question: what does my ministry say about marriage? If your answer is biblical, gracious, clear, and embodied in your practice, you are beginning well.